All right, planning and zoning. Go ahead, Dennis.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This afternoon, bringing before you this partial vacation, a little bit of background just to begin with. This got started early last year. So a lot of this, it's went through the process, everything got checked, and then they were waiting on some title report work and getting deeds and mortgages and stuff all straightened around, and it kind of, that was taking some time. Then we had the passing of Bart. So there's a little bit of everything that kind of compiled with this. This is Bart's report that he pretty well put together. I kind of went through and checked to make sure that stuff was a little bit updated, and so I left as is. This amendment is by Roger and Lisa Torgensen and Edward Nicholas. Is that correct? So this is a partial vacation, an amendment, a plat amendment for the boundary line, boundary line adjustment, changing division between lots 1 of Boulder Country Estates 5th Subdivision and lot 23 of the Boulder Lakes Country Estates 1st Subdivision. So this is located up the head of Boulder Lake, the subdivision up here. And it is dealing with these two lots right here that are highlighted.
I could speak to a little bit of this if you want me to.
Okay. And yeah, I will definitely let you do that. Mike has been working on this with Riverbird Engineering has been working on this project throughout and can probably give some better history and better background on it. So I will turn the floor over to Mike.
Well,
fill us in, Mike.
Yeah, this kind of started off as just coming out and staking a property line. Okay. It kind of spiraled out of control. You can see here there's this triangular piece here. So when we did the original boundary line, we found the original homestead entry corner here. So we started with that. We ended up having to do some quit claim deeds from Mr. Fred Peterson to get this tied back into the subdivision. Because we got to the north side of the property and we found that, as you see here, the way this is, the corner of the house is on this lot,
right?
The septic system. Because we are in a platted subdivision, the only way to do a lot boundary adjustment was to do a vacation and then new filing, a whole new filing. So we went through the process, got everything together. Mr. Nicholas, the owner of the lot to the north, had two mortgages on his property, one on his actual property, one on his house. Yeah. And so we had to work through Bank of America to get the mortgage amendments done, and that's what took so long, just working through that process. But we got it taken care of, and this is the final step to get everything realigned.
So what's it going to look like?
I got a plot here.
Is that on the? Is that in our packet?
It should be in your packet.
Okay.
Down towards the bottom.
Gotcha.
It does a right back. It'll follow, kind of follow this existing fence line that you can see here, back to the back of the meadow, and then jog over and come back.
Okay.
So we use the fence as a boundary through most of it, just past the irrigation
ditch.
See.
You just come down the fence and then back up.
And back up and over.
I gotcha. So that adds to Mr. Targerson's property.
Yes. This is a picture of the actual plat where it shows the vacated lot line and the new ones proposed.
Yeah. Was there any financial compensation to Mr. Nicholas for the...
Nope. It was basically a good faith.
He just said, knock yourself
said,
out.
Let's just fix it by doing this. Mr. Nicholas paid for the survey.
Yeah,
and
what a nice guy.
The platting.
So originally, Mike, was that a 160-acre homestead, I believe?
Everything that sounds correct, yeah.
Chris Berg, I think, homesteaded that.
I don't recall.
In the 20s, we, my dad.
Yeah, you wouldn't remember that.
No. 40s. Well, like going through the title stuff, it's been a while, so.
We got it in about 47, 46.
Gotcha. Oh, we got it. All right, and everybody's happy, huh?
Yep. The plat review and stuff was done early on in the year, and so all of the work had been done up to this point until dealing with all the title work and stuff. So,
mortgage, basically.
Mortgage.
Okay. Does that north border change at all?
No, the only boundary that we altered with this is that one that goes to the house.
There's just a fence that comes down the inside of that border.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And there's no monument, intermediate monumentation along the line, so nobody knew where they were, because it's just solid rock.
Right, right.
Way up on the hill. And
true. That's kind of like me when I build fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
The path of least resistance.
Right. Okay. All right. Any questions, gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the Boulder Lake Country Estate's seventh filing on the basis of finding the request meets all the applicable standards set forth in the Sumner County Subdivision Regulations.
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the partial vacation and plat amendment for the Boulder Lake County Estate's fifth subdivision. And lot 23 of the Boulder Lake County Estates. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Easy one.
Thank you very much.
Do we need to sign a plat?
Yeah, we can. If you guys get your end taken care of, I guess you're waiting on a signature from Mark, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bring this back for you.
Is this the
just one? We have a question about the mortgage people.
Yeah. I got the documents recorded. Mortgage amendments.
Is that pen working?
Yes, sir. Seems to me.
Okay. I do have a second. Would there be... That is all I had for you. Yeah, kind of highlight. Did you guys have anything for me?
I was there.
I don't think we do.
Exactly.
So you were. Okay. Let me check.
The last 2 weeks has been an education in there for me, so it's
excellent. Glad to hear that.
But is it? It's picking up, though.
It is. I think it is. I've got four or five building permits outstanding right now for this spring already.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Did we get that thing taken care of that we were going to fix?
It will be done. My planning and zoning meetings next week. Yes. It'll come to you. I was thinking on just waiting until next month until it's here again. I can bring them down and find it, okay?
Whatever. Doesn't matter.
There hasn't been a push.
There will be a picture hanging about that wall.
Oh yeah, I'll get a picture of that.
Do you guys need the TV again for anything, or you want it on for internet? You guys have got internet.
Yeah, it came up on this.
I'm sure you do. Yeah.
That's what I was asking about.
Your competitor.
Yeah, what's that?
They bought the building next to them. They're adding on.
Oh. All right.
That got your attention, too?
Yeah, I don't know. No, they have not. They did?
Yeah.
Really?
The shop in here handed us this.
Yeah, but they've been in that building for
Jurgensen?
A long time.
Huh? Jurgensen?
Yeah.
That's a shop. That's
oh,
new
it's
again.
The shop. Oh, okay. I thought it was the garage on the other side.
No, this is new again.
Ogre
so this
the
is
shop.
Yeah.
What's today, guys? 8?
The 9th.
It is the 9th?
It is the 9th.
Oh, here.
I
just totally clean up then.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, guys.
So it says Live America.
Yep, thank you.
It's got 219 Lodging Burnett. That's 2 nights. It's got Moby in one night.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I could.
You go to tomorrow?
The day's over there.
13, 14. Oh, you know what it was? It was me.
I know.
They got no.
18 and 20. I was only there one night.
Thanks, Dennis.
You're welcome. I think
we were there.
Maybe next
I didn't have
the 14th.
So what the hell?
I don't know. I just asked Mary to check. She don't love it. Well, I just got to thinking, why did it have me down for you guys?
Well, that's when y'all went back.
That's when y'all went back.
Was the 19th.
Right.
So there should be one there for me and nothing for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wonder if they charged us for Matt.
I don't know.
Murdoch and Vixler.
May have.
We'll see you tomorrow. Take care, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.
What happened? You think?
What?
With the
I got to look at the vouchers to see.
I'll bet you they ended up with Vixler's and.
Yeah, but I don't know if we paid for you guys. Oh. I don't know. I don't think we paid for the. Middle of July yet, or middle of February yet. Because I don't remember us paying Little America bills last time.
I don't either.
Yeah, and I mean, the thing that I brought up question initially was they have me down 2 nights, Tom for one, but they don't have Mac and Joel at all. And the night that's on that thing is not the night I was there.
It was the night that I was there.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, well.
So I'll sort it out.
When you got my reservations for D.C., you paid for those.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I did for one. I have a $287 charge. I only paid for one night, or paid for the down money or something.
Well, I have the bill.
The rest is out.
We'll sort it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll just be looking for that voucher next month.
Go ahead. I can see how you're fine-toothing comb to
I'm just trying to keep up with the county's money.
Good for you. Good for you. Good for you.
So I was thinking about, because I made those reservations. Mm-hmm. The other part of that was, is they were supposed to bill us for your registration, and that never happened.
And I paid for that.
And you paid for that? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it all, everything worked out, and they got an email to me. I sent them a check. And so, and I was a little disappointed in the
Joel.
Cost of the registration versus
what you got.
Which one of these?
And not in terms of the clinic, in terms of my wife got a really nice bag for her birthday. That's about it.
Joel, so which one of these is probably the best person?
Which one's what?
For the candidate for second vice president.
So what, Matt, how much did it cost you?
One on the right. Oh, the 460?
The one.
Mine was 490.
The third one over is the one for the Kansas.
You did too. Yeah.
And we got one lunch. Mm-hmm.
So when do you vote?
Like
in July. Oh, we had it. We got it. I guess what was really nice was the reception.
Are you going to get a gig in Nashville?
Yeah. It's really good.
Well, I actually do have things I could do down there. Yeah. But
you have
I
don't two want to go.
I don't need to go to Nashville.
Yeah, this guy's, he was the most impressive one when he spoke to everybody. They had 2 minutes to talk.
2 minutes, huh?
Yep.
What did I tell you?
These are your documents.
Mm-hmm.
But, so I'm looking at this because I don't know.
This thing still won't send.
Yeah, I'm still having issues here too.
And see, that's one of his specific deals. I want to make sure this file is. And we've got him convinced that the way the county does it now, you build a road over the top of the other one, and then you do the top. That way, everything is perfect.
So I'm wondering if maybe the new Fox 1 too, but I don't think they're talking
no.
At this point. But
Can we do that?
Yeah, I'll make a new copy.
Okay, sure.
But look at that. Okay. See if there's anything else you want to get rid of. I think it's all mechanical kind of stuff.
Sure.
The other thing that is too is that his is in color. My thing doesn't print color.
Oh.
I don't know if he wants a color print.
No,
color.
No, no.
You want to take that to show Susan?
Yeah, do you have another copy?
Oh, yeah, I've got all sorts of copies.
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Thanks.
What's that going to be, Eddie?
What's that?
What's that going to
be? Oh, this is the cover art for my new CD.
Oh, really?
And it's the cartoon about Susan's brother, his Uncle Charlie.
Uncle Charlie? Anyway.
That thing on Hawaii, loading them cattle.
The what now?
Loading the cattle in Hawaii.
Oh yeah,
that's crazy.
Isn't that just?
Is that? Wow. Yeah, they're flying.
No, well, they're running the cattle out in the ocean, and then they
tie them off to a boat, and oar out to the ship.
Train them into the boat to ship them.
There's another one where they're flying and they're loading.
You know what?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
have to wear out three or four horses.
Yeah, they swim them out there and then they hook onto them with this big crane.
That's the kind of publicity you want.
Did you see what I wrote on your agenda?
Hmm? Yeah, what is that? What is that?
You can go back.
How many
days
are left? What'd you say? I said, look at this headline.
Okay, I'll make mention of that.
Air short slip. That's it. Yeah, real quick.
Why are they doing so much stupid stuff like that to get themselves in trouble?
Upgrade 3 sets of double doors.
What are you talking about?
Oh, there's something on this CNN thing about that. Department of the Interior spending $139,000 to upgrade 3 doors in Zinke's office.
Have you seen anything about Chief Took? I have not.
What's
seen.
What's he pay?
Took. Took. Evidently something he shouldn't have.
Yeah, evidently. So they did bring some mounts back into Interior.
They what?
Oh, some heads.
Former administration.
Oh, did they?
Take every mount out. And so I got my picture took right under a polar bear. Got his paw right on my shoulder, a life-size mount.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Awesome.
They got birds and fish and bears and all kinds of stuff in there now.
I'll be darned.
Especially in the Fish and Wildlife Service end.
Cool.
So they're
very cool.
Coming back.
Good.
One thing I can mention, I forgot. They had a lot of discussion about the federal infrastructure program, and they're talking with this new amount of money of 80-20. We provide 80, they provide 20.
Mm.
And I asked a question about our flap grant on White Pine.
Right.
Does that mean we're going to have to, as we move forward with another application someday, do we have to come up with 80% or not? And they said, no, it's just the new stuff. All the existing grant programs are staying the same.
So we're going to 80-20 instead of 90-10,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, no, we do the 80.
We do the 80.
Oh, that's crappy.
It'd be 20-80 instead of 90-10. For the new money, and you know, local governments don't have the money. Money's just going to sit there, nothing, they won't get used.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, Daryl.
It wasn't.
Well, that's what when I got to looking at that, I was like,
I think he just wants
no,
to see
this isn't,
done.
We don't need editorial comment.
Well, yeah, and the other one is,
oh, is there another one?
Is crossed out.
It's a, and, can be dealt with when,
you know.
Well, he wanted,
oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
Skylar said he wanted the edits in there. I mean, the edits
and there is a conversation
are obvious.
Uh-huh.
With
so
the color printing.
Well, yeah, this is just a this is a draft for Bob to look
yeah.
at,
yeah.
and then
well,
give us the okay.
Yep.
No one has been doing anything. And if he has something he wants put in here, other than the
well,
me to pay for all of his ATVs.
Think he enjoys
yeah, stickers,
which we're not going to do.
Just doesn't know if he needs
yeah.
the headache.
So we
gotta
have
him to fix those.
Yeah,
well, that's just it.
Because I told him, I told Butch that
yeah.
we'd probably be there
and his wife
meet with Bob about 2:30, which we should get out of here by then.
By 2, yeah.
2,
you know,
yeah.
He's weighing it all in.
Or they could go from bad to worse.
Oh, I'm pretty sure it will.
That's not good.
Oh,
I would guess you'll see some political bullshit.
Are you
some more
good? I'm Mary.
Just for the million here.
Very God, are you?
You know what I mean?
All of that is for. They just like to go. So Mary, not doing something else. Yeah.
They just come to two or three town councils.
We'd be in good shape,
yeah.
Swaffer was just a
part of the Rose was just a part of the
yeah.
Swaffer was a part of the
game's on for both.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah. Oh.
Mac, while you're in D.C., did you hear about the president's intention to raise tariff on steel and aluminum?
Yeah.
I'm sure you did.
You know what that's going to mean, huh?
What's that going to mean?
It's going to mean beer's going to cost more.
Well,
don't even sit down, Coke.
This is Ryan from
Ryan from
Forest Green.
Oh, hey, Ryan. How are you?
How are you?
Good. Good to meet you.
All right.
Oh, this is Todd for the day.
So I am.
Oh, Todd for the
I'm
day.
I'm Todd
okay.
for the day.
Hey,
okay.
David Burnett, how are you?
Ryan, Tom Noble.
Mac Rawhauser. Nice to meet you.
How are you guys?
Good for you.
Running? Somebody turn on Coke's microphone and let these guys have a seat.
Well, we're all healed and backs are healing up.
Back's good.
Back's good.
Good.
It's
not
how
broken
are you
anymore.
I saw you earlier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What have you been doing all day?
Huh?
What have you been doing all day?
Today?
Yeah.
Actually staring at a computer today. Still running.
He's setting up his cabin schedule on that, see if it follows his.
Yeah, trying to get up technical and put all my cabin records on a computer. So, but mainly I guess this is just start off with we had that conference call last week. I think everybody was there, but
I was not on it.
Right.
Yeah.
And situation that we're in, we bought that new building. We've been hiring, or not hiring, but through you guys, we did. If you're Todd for the day with Forest Green,
yep.
Right? Forest Green's been working on plans for us, and initially we were always wanting to bring the NRCS over with us, but that happened now. All of a sudden, got thrown in our plate, and so. That first page that I gave you guys, it would be our portion of the remodel on the new building. And then the second page is the remodel with the NRCS added into it. They kind of put us in a spot. They had RFPs due by the end of the day, March 14th. So if we want to bring them over with us as a lessee on our new building, we have to have a proposal into them by March 14th, end of the day. And so I guess what we're asking you guys is if we could get the money from you guys to do our portion of the remodel on the building and then do a small loan, or not small loan, but a loan of some sort on the rest of it for the NRCS portion. I guess. Is that, did I leave anything out from
okay,
the
okay, so
call?
What is it? What is the NRCS portion? Do we have that?
It'd be
$228,530.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, what question do we have? Do we know an estimated timeline now that yeah, I guess what I'm asking, trying to figure out, can yeah, we get this done in time to meet NRCS's requirements?
We're going to put that in the RFP that they'd have to give us some leniency, but from what, correct me if I'm wrong, but Todd said 8 to 11 months is what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, he was talking about more of a design build situation, about 2 to 3 months for RFP and selection for the design build team, and then for actually 3 to 4 months, and then 2 to 3 months of review from the state for the design, and then review from the state, and then construction 2 to 3 months, occupancy for the month. It's about 8 to 11 months of project.
So NRCS may say that ain't gonna work.
Well, I guess if they don't, then there's not as big a hurry in doing their
right
side of the deal.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, because it is a big advantage to have us together. Not only benefits what we do, but
well,
it
not only
all
that,
of our customers and everything
once,
else, too.
Once their side is paid for, that can add to your operating budget.
Yeah.
Help pay for everything else you do.
Right. Too. I don't have any hard numbers for you yet as far as leasing, but we're trying to, Mike's working on numbers to get it to where we could be a break even on that loan within 5 years.
Yeah.
So that their portion we would have paid back within 5 years, and then after that it would be income.
All right. So talk to me about an elevator.
That is the fanciest part of this remodel, and it's all to meet their ADA
code. It has to be there?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. There's.
They can't climb stairs.
What's that?
They can't climb stairs.
It has to be wheelchair.
ADA.
It
has to be wheelchair ADA. Accessible, ADA accessible.
So, for you guys also?
No.
Okay, so can we put you guys on the second floor and put them on the first floor?
Well, we've thought about that, but it, I don't know if you would call it a pride thing or not, but it's our building, and I think we should be the first face you see when you walk
in.
I
understand that, but I'll do a lot of things for $100,000. I think pride can
get a list of that.
I think my pride can go away for $100,000.
Go away for $100,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
Well, Mr. Chairman, we talked about this for a while, I guess. I'm okay for the county remodeling the downstairs part for the district, but for the upstairs part, I think it should be a loan, and then they can use the proceeds from rental to pay the loan back to where we get our money back on that part. So.
Okay.
I guess that's where I'm at.
I appreciate that, Commissioner Bousman. And every once in a while, you and I both have two different points
well,
of view.
Absolutely. Yeah. It happens.
And I'd like to see the whole thing be a loan. I mean, the county contributes to the operation of your outfit to the tune of about two-thirds of $1 million a year. And I know some of the money that you used to buy the building was actually in reserves, and it's probably some of the money that came from the county anyway. But we don't own the building. That's my big problem.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people all the time that come to us and say, Moy, we've got a preschool here. We sure need a new playground. We can't do any renovations to their playground. We don't own the land. We don't own the building. So I still have a problem with doing the work on a building we don't own. That being said, the work that the conservation district does is invaluable to the county. There's no doubt about that. That's why I don't have a problem with when budget comes around, we need to figure out a way to fund you. So I still have a problem making renovations to a building we don't own. Gentlemen.
Was there a point of discussion, not on the phone call, but did we talk about earlier that in the long run, one of the objectives of this was going to be you're going to become less dependent upon us in terms of the need for the current rent that you're paying. So that's an advantage we can hope to accomplish in this time frame.
Exactly. Yeah.
I could come around to that way of thinking if it reflected on the budget request.
Mm-hmm.
But if it doesn't reflect on the budget request, I don't think I can come around to that.
And the other comment or question I have is, looking at these numbers, I guess that's what you're saying is you ought to be able to lease out that upper portion of the building to the tune of roughly $4,000 a month if you're going to recover $228,000 in 5 years?
Yeah, roughly.
Pretty close to that, I think.
Yeah, we're kind of, what we're going on a square foot rent right now is just a up in the air kind of grabbing at it right now just to try to make numbers match.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do, make the numbers match.
Yep.
I'd be happy to entertain a 0% 10-year loan for the whole thing.
What do you currently pay in rent? I know you've told us that.
Right now we're not paying anything. NRCS loans us that space right now.
Well, we were paying for the building our out back.
Out back.
Yeah, when we were paying for the office space up front, it was $14 a square foot. But well, I don't remember what we were doing on the garage.
I think it was a little higher than that. Yeah, it was like... Oh, it was going approaching $3,000 a month.
Yeah.
That had all the water lab, everything. And so we've already canceled that lease since we've bought the building, so we still, you know. But I think that's what you guys were, that was in our budget, reflected in our budget.
Yeah.
That was part of what we were paying for annually, mm-hmm. was to subsidize your rent. And I guess my thought is we're better off paying a contractor to do it once and be done with it. And if we loaned you the part for the bottom space, then you'd be asking us for a contribution to make the loan payments, similar to what we've been doing all the time anyway. So
yeah.
To me, it was kind of a wash, and I'd just as soon do it and be done with it. And then we should be able, you should be able to lower your budget request to us by whatever that amount is that we've been. Yeah.
The big part of the money that we bought that building with is that we earned it.
A lot of that.
Well, now I understand that, Daryl, but we were at one point where there was over $1 million come from the county in your funding. So I realize that you make money, but a lot of that money comes from the county too. So
well,
I'm not going to take issue with what you said there, that you earned all that, but there was a huge amount that came from the county. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, I don't think it was that huge way back when you first started.
Well, we're going to say when I first started as a commissioner 7 years ago, the budget request from Conservation District was substantial.
Yeah, I think we started all that groundwater stuff back in about 2000. Maybe Mary has the figures. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway.
That's
do you
when
remember,
we started.
Remember
doing
what their
all
budget
that
was back then?
Third party thing.
Was quite a bit more than the six.
Can you make this happen?
A million
if you use 0% for 10 years.
I'm thinking.
Can I give you a guarantee? NRCS will come over with us. No.
No, but I mean, do you think you guys are capable of paying this back in 10 years?
Yeah.
The full amount.
Yeah.
If we get the NRC.
In 10 years or in 5 years?
10. If we,
10.
If you did the whole thing as a loan.
Yeah. Right now, it pencils out in 5 years with pay at $17.
So the first 5 years, NRCS would be paying their half back. The second 5 years, they'd be paying your half, in theory.
In theory.
In theory.
Yeah.
So
it'd be a little bit more than their portion's 228, our portion's 282, so but I do believe we could probably make that happen.
But that would be contingent upon them getting the lease agreement.
Yeah.
Them coming in. Right.
That's simple to determine, because if they don't get the agreement, you're not adding that part on.
No.
And then we're back to this 282.
At 0% for 10 years? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, we could.
Well, the 282 could go 0% for 5 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. Does that all sound workable to you?
We could make it work. I mean, yeah.
Is this where we're shuffling paper? What you were getting at, Joe?
Well, if we did that, then you'd be asking us for that loan payment to contribute every year.
I just wanted to pay it.
We'd be paying them to give us the money back on the loan payment, because
yeah, I see that theory.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
Because in looking at, I've got your budget request for this year. So, right, there isn't anything in there to pay for your office space, but there's a $33,000 budget item for your storage garage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're talking about. So it would make sense that your budget request would be down $33,000, and that would be the shuffle.
Right, that would be the shuffle. So if we paid for the renovation, then their budget request should be down $33,000.
And that's not a loan, that's us paying for it.
Right, and that's with us paying for it. Right.
So
seems like to me that'd be a more attractive option for you guys.
Would be for us, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you, that would make sense based on your last year's budget. So if we had a motion to refund the first stage of the project with the agreement that your budget request will be $33,000 less or decreased by that amount, and then a loan for the other part.
For the other part.
Are you good with that?
I can jump into that.
I'm good with that.
Hold on just a second.
I'm trying to get all this clear. There's three options. You have one option, which is just the loan.
Mm-hmm.
The second option is that you have less request in the budget. But there a minute ago you said we're not sure what the NCRS would do. Well, they don't really have anything to do with this other than wanting to, a place to put their office.
The second portion
you guys,
of this, I do.
You guys are, but you guys are, you know, you're the ones here negotiating. It's not them. Am I correct?
Correct. Yeah, no, okay. We would like them to be with us. But yeah, the second, the whole 582 is contingent if they come. If they don't come, we're only looking at 282.
Okay.
Not to get picky, but could we deduct what NRCS pays you for a year's worth of rent from your budget, rather than doing the 33, whatever it is they're going to pay you? If it's $4,000 a month, then it's 48 a year.
Just wash it.
And then, it should be a wash. That should be subtracted from your budget, and then.
But that complicates the issue in terms of the proposed motion, because $44,000 a month is going to be contingent upon the second part of this. And the first part of the motion was for us to build this for you with a reduction of $33,000. If they don't take this, then you don't have the $4,000.
I understand what you're saying. I think we're gambling that they're going to take it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
I think they would probably be excited to take it, but I don't know. I think they'd like to come with
you.
One thing we need to know is if they're going to take it, you know, who we're dealing with. It's hard for us to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I understand.
On that thing.
Sure.
But it's.
But in theory, so I'm okay with having this discussion when it comes closer to budget time. I'm okay with approving what we're going to do in the loan, just as long as when we hit budget season, we've got it figured out how much less that is going to be. I mean, it's going to just be a handshake agreement between us, basically. We will agree to cover your part of the renovation and give you the loan for the other part in good faith, that you folks know that when it comes to budget, your budget's going to be reduced by anywhere from 33 to 48. Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
We just kind of got to know how, where we sit.
Yeah, we need to know how strong that gentleman's agreement is
to deal with them.
To submit that RFP on the 14th next week.
Sure. I understand that. I have no problem moving forward that way with us knowing that we're going to negotiate that come budget time.
I'm okay with that, too.
I'm not clear on what we're going to negotiate.
How much? How much of a reduction in their
I thought it would be reduced by the amount that they're presently paying for rent.
Right, and I was thinking it should be reduced by the amount they get in rent.
If, in fact, they
from NRCS.
Oh.
We don't know what, over 10 years?
We don't know what that is.
Well, we don't now, right, but that's why I was suggesting we could move forward and then we can battle it out come budget time.
I think we've been pretty clear. I mean, we all know where we're at, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you guys know what we're expecting.
Yeah.
So there shouldn't be a battle in theory.
No, other than I wish Mike was here. I'm trying to take down notes.
You wanna, if you can get a hold of him, if he's not in the he'll step out of the meeting and call if you need.
I think he's presenting though at 1:30.
Probably.
I think he was up on the agenda to present at 1:30. Right. Yeah. So
to get clear on this, what you're talking about, whether it's the 33 or the 48, whatever the rent is, you're talking about for a 10-year period? Is that the understanding?
Well, let's see. It would have to be, yeah, it would have to be over a 10-year period. I mean, that would come out of their budget. And of course, I'm not going to be here, but I don't know. How do we do this and assure that that's going to happen from now on? We can't obligate future commissions either.
Well, Mike,
unless it was a loan and it was signed in a contract. That's the only way you can assure it.
Until they make a deal with NRCS for so much a year, so much a month, whatever that is.
Yeah, right.
And if they base that on a 5-year payout, I could see the county making a hell of a pile of money if they paid us back all that rent for 10 years. And the idea of that rent was to help them
pay
for their operations.
Well, I wouldn't say, I think you would want to do that for the amount of the loan. That's why I suggested the whole thing be a loan.
Yeah. I think for the simplicity of today is we commit to the whole thing as a loan at 10 years for 0%, and then we negotiate the rest in budget on those expectations that we want to see your budget
on
reflect
a 10-year,
these numbers.
The loan payment could come out of what is budgeted every year. You know what I'm saying? Instead of us giving you the whole budget and then you just writing us a check back, we just budget you the amount. Minus the loan payment.
So if we did the whole deal on a loan over 10 years, you would still look for the 33 to 48 reduction in our budget?
I think we would just look to recoup what we loaned you.
Just recoup what you loaned.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That would be simply it.
$51,000 a year.
Yeah.
If it came
there you
five,
go,
ten.
Over 10 years.
Yeah.
So that would be the rent coming in plus what we budget for.
And that's with the understanding that NRCS goes with you.
Right,
don't,
and
that
then
would be
and then that way you right. keep the rent from NRCS, and we just adjust your budget accordingly, $51,000. And then you just keep the rent, whatever it is you negotiate with them, and then in 10 years the loan is paid
or
off.
If it's paid off before that.
Great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So it'd be 0% 10 years, and then our budget would reflect
$51,000 a year
with NRCS
for 10 years,
and without it would be half.
Right. without it, it would be, yeah.
So, playing the devil's advocate.
Know where he's going to go.
Well, let's assume that on the negative side, NRCS doesn't go with this. So are we then talking about the loan amount is only going to be $225,000?
It's going to be
$282,000.
Yeah.
And that would be over 10 years with expected reduction in your budget based on $33,000 a year?
Well, I still wouldn't worry about the $33,000. I would just worry about recouping the loan.
Yeah.
$28,000.
Okay, so yeah. Just an interest-free
right. Yeah.
Loan.
So it would be $28,000 a year unless they wanted to double up and get it done in 5 years. I mean, yeah, your deal there. So I'm okay with loan the whole amount, and then we'll make the adjustment at budget time, and you keep your rent. Get as much rent as you can.
The thing you guys would need to look at that scenario is those first few years. If you built both parts of it, you're coming up with $51,000 a year, and theoretically, 30 of that could come from not paying your existing rent.
Yeah, 33 of it. I mean, you're already that far ahead.
But then you've got another 20-some thousand until you, depending on what you're charging.
NRCS could come up with that. The rent you get from them would be plenty of that.
Well, it would seem like it. It would seem like it.
Yeah. Yeah, NRCS, they're shrinking. Like their square footage requirement now is, I think, just under 150 square foot per person.
It's like 2,600 feet, 2,660 total.
Yeah, for nine people or something.
You got to pay for an elevator.
So yeah. Make the motion. I don't know how to make the motion. So, yes.
Hold on just a sec. Hold that
but
thought.
But thinking about the future of that is that you're tying... You guys are tying yourself into a pretty static budget without knowing what it's going to cost you to run your building, because you have to have a maintenance agreement on that elevator is the thing I'm worrying about.
Oh, that's the thing about elevators.
You know, and some of those additional costs, you're going to be paying utilities, you're going to be paying for somebody to plow the snow, there's a lot of that kind of stuff that you may not have thought about before, but I do know elevator maintenance agreements are just a pain in the butt.
Where they see that we don't know anything about elevators.
And
oh my gosh.
And so I mean thinking longer life and whole thing.
The upfront cost. The upfront cost on an elevator makes you clutch your pearls, but the maintenance deal on that really is what they nail you for.
Yeah. Yeah, see, these are some numbers that because we've not been in this building before, so we don't know what our utilities
are
going to be.
So, because I'm hearing that these guys are going to, you guys are negotiating a deal where you're going to stay pretty much static as far as how much funding you would get from the county and that type of thing. But that's scary, not knowing what your future expense is going to be to run
that
building.
True.
Right,
that's true.
Because you haven't before.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing that I'm glad you said we hadn't thought of. We did think of, would we be able to count some of the ice rink parking space as being available for our building? That's one thing NRCS needed, like 22 spaces.
20, I think.
Available. Not reserved. But just available.
But
so like
just
if they have a meeting or something, that there would be parking with close to the building.
We don't know what our commitment is for the ice rink. We have to know what we've got to have.
I think I have to go through Andre and Grant, wouldn't it, to know that answer? Am I right?
The answer on that is... I don't foresee that being a problem, but we do need to check with the ice rink and see what they have to have available.
Is that requirement NRCS's requirement as opposed to
the city?
Like the city?
It's NRCS.
It's NRCS's requirement.
That give us some, that might give us some leeway there.
You know what? You can park 20 cars on that road up and down.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking with them. Well, right.
It's as close as the ice rink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I just, they got to have that in the RFP as a as availability.
Okay.
As a,
I don't see that as a deal breaker.
Okay.
Myself, but we'll have to check and we'll have to do some creative looking there. But
it just depends on when you're going to have your thing, because there's times when that place is packed up when they're having a hockey tournament, for instance.
I don't see them ever.
But I don't see a conflict. Because NRCS is going to be Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday, middle of the day type deal, when ice rink's not that big.
I can't remember when they had 20 vehicles parked down where we're at now.
Well, they haven't got that many people. Do they? I mean,
no.
They got 10 offices.
I don't see that as a deal breaker.
Wouldn't think so.
So each year, the sitting commission will just have to decide budgetarily what comes.
Sure.
And that's, yeah, I know we can't obligate for future commissions.
There's some inherent.
Yeah, but should you have an agreement, maybe?
Yeah, could do. But like I say, if they have, if something, you know, their budget, they've got a legitimate budget request increase, then we need to take that into account.
Exactly.
Also.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
We've got to be able
like
to, yeah, we got to be able to be flexible. We can't
right.
say you're going to have what you have right now for 10 years.
Yeah.
We can't say that.
Right.
So
that depends on their programming.
Right.
And
yeah.
everything
and
else.
What's going on.
Yeah.
So.
That's why I think it's simpler just to pay for the first part, the loan for the second part. And then whatever they can get from rent from NRCS, they can use that to, whether it's maintenance or hopefully after you get it paid for it, you could, of course, then your maintenance goes up by the time you, by the time the.
But after 5 years, that would be a pretty good income, which should reflect back on our.
Well, you,
our
would, you would hope it would help your budget. And do more than just maintenance after 5 years.
Well, you
so
know,
maybe that's the long-term payoff then, is after they pay off the note, then you guys are reducing your budget because you're receiving all
and
that
that's,
money.
And that's the payoff after
the
note is paid off.
After the note's paid off.
That,
true.
That's my thought all
that's
the way.
That's one thing we looked at, is that would be a.
Right. Well, yeah, and I'm all for that, and I appreciate you looking at other avenues for funding. I mean, that's awesome. Okay, gentlemen.
Well, I keep going back and forth. I was ready to agree with Joel in terms of I would be in favor of just paying for the first part of the building and looking at reducing their budget. But the other comment is, since Mary has made hers and it's a worthy input in terms of that elevator, I think that ought to be reflected in your lease when the people are going to be requiring the elevator.
Yes.
I mean, yeah, if that's going to be a big maintenance operation, that certainly ought to be considered. It may not be the standard square footage rental because of that.
Yeah, maybe that needs to be.
Yeah, we're
going to
doctor those numbers for that. Because, yeah, if it wasn't for NRCS, we wouldn't need the elevator.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But by bringing them in, that will make them pay for that somehow or another.
For 5 years with a 5-year renewal. On the other hand, they can get out of whenever they want to, you know. It's
maybe the maintenance contract can be between NRCS and the elevator company.
Because they'll really
they
be the only one using it.
Do that because
in
they
theory.
Don't own the building.
Yeah.
That's federal people.
Yeah, okay. First we're dealing with is in Oregon.
Gotcha. Don't say anymore.
Yeah.
First one to make the motion wins.
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion, Mr. Chairman. I move we fund the 280, well, the remodel of the downstairs part for the conservation district with the results in $33,000?
Yeah.
Mm, a year less request that was used to offset the rental space in the existing building, and then 10-year zero interest loan for the balance of the remodel for the NRCS.
So you're saying a 10-year on that on the balance or a 5-year?
Either one, I don't care. matter to me. If you'd rather have five,
put it in your motion, whatever. And I'm afraid I'm going to have to vote against you, but that's okay.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. So you make it how you want.
If you think you can get return in 5 years, well, then put it 5 years.
That's what we were originally shooting for, was 5 years, because
okay,
their contract.
Five-year, no-interest loan for the upstairs part.
Okay, I've got a motion on the table. Second?
Second.
All right, it has been moved and seconded that we pay for the remodel for the conservation district in the amount of $282,157.50, and give a 5-year zero interest loan for the balance in the amount of $228,530. Further discussion, gentlemen?
Excuse me, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, go ahead.
That motion did include something about a reduction in the budget.
Right.
For X amount of years.
With a $33,000 decrease in requested budget.
For how long?
5 years.
See, here we go. We're back to the original thing where I wanted to just loan the whole thing.
I understand. Well, Joel, 5 years.
Well, we've got to.
Let's just say elimination of any request for additional rental space. Period.
Yeah, period.
So we shouldn't have
period.
Yeah. There just won't okay. be any because okay. they okay. got the
so,
space.
Okay. Did you want to include that in an amended motion?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. It's in.
Second.
No budget request
with,
for rental
with
space.
No budget request for rental space. Okay. Duly noted. And all right. Good. Further discussion, gentlemen.
Can you read the motion back?
No.
I knew that'd get you.
Yes, I can.
Yeah.
Really?
I can.
Okay.
I can do it. So the motion on the table is that we fund the Conservation District remodel of their building in the amount of $282,157.50. And provide a zero-interest 5-year loan for the remodel for the rental part in the amount of $228,530, and with a result of no request for rental out of the budget. Commissioner Rittman.
Did you say a 5-year interest-free loan?
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that time frame was in
there. I thought that's what I said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Five-year interest-free loan.
Right.
And then no more request for rental in the budget. It can come someplace else, but it doesn't have to come in the form of rental.
Yes. Elevator maintenance.
Elevator maintenance. So it has been moved and seconded. Further discussion.
So,
okay.
In my mind, we're going to be paying really close to last year and the previous year's budget. Mm-hmm. That's our only guarantee.
So, Commissioner Rawhauser, can you see what's coming? Can you see how you're going to be the tiebreaker?
Yeah. I understand. That's why we're taking a nap.
And I've got to ask this question. We're all of a sudden becoming in the banking business. And if there was a banker came in here saying, you're giving somebody $500,000 at a low interest loan, when I can be, they, of course, aren't going to loan it at zero interest. But they're in the business of loaning money where we probably shouldn't be. And I'm just being the devil's advocate there.
Yeah, nothing wrong
and
with that.
And it's going...
Well, get it right. We're giving away $282,000, and we're only loaning $228,000.
Well, that's coming back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So the banker certainly wouldn't give away that $282,000.
And I guarantee you someone's going to come tomorrow and say...
Ask for another loan?
Ask for another loan, mm-hmm. because... You guys did it. It's mm-hmm. like paving a road.
Yeah.
But I'm just...
Yeah, absolutely.
I understand.
this is part of that process.
Yes, it is.
So, you got some more discussion, or anybody calling for the question?
I'm calling for the question.
Question has been called for. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed?
Nay.
Aye. 3-2.
Aye.
3-2. Yep.
Well, thank you.
Put a star by that. That's
Noble,
first time.
Noble and Nelson.
Very good.
No, we do appreciate it.
Yeah, I know you do.
You guys do great work. This will be a great facility for you. It'll be a good deal all the way around.
Right.
Yeah.
I do. I see this building actually making money.
Yeah. Yeah. Good work.
That's the intent. I hope so.
The intent, yeah. And I wish Mike could be here, but he's off
fighting
another battle.
All you got to do is text him. It was a yes.
No, we appreciate it.
Motion wasn't carried. Unanimous, motion but the carried. Motion carried.
Yeah. That's all right. That worked.
All right, Coke.
Thank you very much.
Bet you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Okay, Coke.
All right.
I bet that gave you a spinning head, didn't it?
Well, a little bit, because I'm not a numbers guy.
Not as bad as you did down here.
No.
You have a good day.
You bet you.
Well, I think we can adjourn.
You don't want to go to Bob's?
Jennifer have something for us?
No, I see her. Jennifer, are you good? Did you have anything else for us?
Thanks, Tom. I wanted to come and ask for more money.
Did you want a zero interest loan?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm hoping you
did. I'm coming back.
Well, you can note that Commissioner Noble and I will vote no.
Do you think she was sitting there for any other reason?
I know. I knew that's why she was sitting there. Because she was looking for that. She's also on the board of the Pinedale
Priest. That's why I wanted the other approach.
And that was
because we could have done it differently.
Yeah.
Which then, either one was the same result.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you should have been more persuasive in your argument.
You should have.
I was very persuasive.
Made the
motion. I
didn't
get much backup.
Yeah. And well, I was counting on Matt voting no.
Yeah.
Don't you love being the tiebreaker?
Well, you know, I don't have any problem. When I saw it out of the corner of my eye, I thought we were loaning the whole thing. I knew what was coming.
Yeah.
I'm just glad you woke up last time.
Mary?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.